Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
I love when we get these emails. I really, truly do. It's like we're the Dr. Phils of radio. This morning, Jessica is reaching out. She had some difficulties on a first date. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing okay.
Doing okay considering the circumstances. Tell us about your couple dates with a guy named Rob.
So basically, we went on a couple dates, and I thought they were going really well. We seemed to be enjoying each other's company, but then all of a sudden he just ghosted me, and I don't know what to think of it, except that I think it might have been because of my weight.
Oh, well, but here's the deal. Like, he went out with you in the first place, and you said you went on a couple dates, so if that's truly the case, it didn't bother him before, so why would you think it bothered him now?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he was trying to give me a second chance, and then he realized, she is a little bigger, and I don't know.
You sound very upset about this.
I guess it's something that's been this issue for me. We just had such a great date, and I don't know. There was nothing else that was wrong. There was nothing that happened. Like, he said he wanted to see me again after the second date, and then all of a sudden, just nothing.
So there was communication just in the beginning, right? So before the first date, then after the first date, and then the second date. You guys were talking, though, correct?
Yeah, we were.
Nothing worse than being ghosted. Let's put Jess's mind at ease and get a hold of Rob and find out exactly what it is. I promise you, it's probably not anything to do with your weight, so put your mind at ease, all right, Jess?
I really hope not.
Well, let's call him up. Let's see what the deal is. We're calling Rob next on Styles and Romance.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
Good morning, it's Styles and Romance on US 99. So you heard a little while ago that Jess went on a first date with Rob, a second date with Rob, but Rob has since ghosted her. She thinks and she fears that it might be because of her weight, but now we'll bring Rob into the show. So good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
So we just talked to Jessica a couple minutes ago now, Rob. She said that you guys went on a couple dates and everything went really well.
Yeah, Jessica. We did. We went on some dates. It was nice, yeah.
All right, so it was nice. That's not the most glowing report card I've ever heard, but so why did you decide after date number two to just ghost her and not respond to her?
Well, I mean, I wasn't sure it was working out. I don't know. Look, so here's what happened. I have an ex-girlfriend, and she texted me one night, actually after our second date with Jessica, and I don't know, she said she wanted to meet up, and we ended up meeting up, and then I felt strange about calling Jessica back.
Right.
So, Rob, your ex hit you up, you guys met up. Do you still have feelings for your ex?
I do. She kind of left, before I was done with it, and then she shows back up, and so I felt like I had to give it another chance,
Isn't that always the way when you're moving on a little bit? The ex always knows to come back at the exact time you are kind of forgetting about it, right?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
And then I felt kind of bad. Oh.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Rob, Jessica has been listening. She's on the phone with us this morning.
Oh.
Hi, Rob.
Jessica.
Yeah, I thought things were really great between us. I guess you were just thinking it was okay and your ex. But I guess I'm just wondering why you didn't just tell me that and instead you just ghosted on me.
I'm sorry about that. Things were going well, I gotta say. I mean, I was having a good time with you. This thing happened, and I guess I realized that I was still kind of emotionally attached to my ex-girlfriend, and I felt weird about stringing you along. Like, I just felt like I didn't want to hurt your feelings,
Yeah, that's something I totally understand. I really wish you would have just told me that instead of just no answer.
Rob, I think you did everything right up until you didn't tell Jess the real reason, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. I feel like I didn't know what to say to her, and my friends are all ghosting everybody now, so I just thought it was sort of...
It's the cool
Rob,
thing to do.
Yeah, it's not the cool thing to do, dude. I mean,
no, I know. I feel terrible about it. I don't know.
Jessica, now hearing all this, how does it make you feel?
Well,
in the beginning of our phone call, you had other reasons why you thought that Rob wasn't calling you back.
I'm relieved that it wasn't about the other thing, and even though it sucks that, Rob, you didn't tell me, I hope this is a lesson learned, and for me, I'm feeling a little bit more confident about myself.
There you go. So it's a win-win on our styles and romance, right?
Yeah.
Am I the only one who wants to know, Rob, are you back with your ex now? Is that bad to ask?
No, that'll be next week's styles and romance.
Styles and romance on US 99.
Uh-oh. I think our Styles and Romance this morning may have triggered something. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman at US 99, 312-946-4995. People are calling up right now because Jessica dropped us an email about how she went on a few dates with this guy named Rob. They had an amazing time, and then Rob just, I don't know, he vanished. He ghosted her, as they like to say, and we found out when we called Rob that Rob decided to go back with an ex.
This is not a good idea. Like, as a comedian, I can't remember what comedian it was, but this comedian was like, getting back with an ex is like putting on an old pair of underwear. You know, I don't know the stats on it.
What if you flip it, the underwear inside out, though? Is that okay then?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you're just kind of patching up you're kind of putting a Band-Aid on a bigger problem, probably, right?
Yeah, so what's the deal? Have you gone back with an ex? Good stories? Bad stories? I mean, maybe it can work. I mean, maybe it can go terribly wrong. We don't know. That's why we're looking for you this morning.
312-946-4995. Good morning, Monica from Fox Lake. All right, how did it work out with you?
You know, it was great for the first, like, week or two. the first week or two, and then all those little, like, annoying habits started remembering why we broke up.
All right, really quick, tell us the first reason why you guys broke up.
I think we just kind of, like, grew apart a little bit.
Well, that's the thing, is that things that drive you crazy early on, people don't change. So did you really expect it to kind of go differently?
I don't know. I mean, you kind of wanted to. I mean, when you start talking again and that fuss there, you think, like, oh, maybe this could work, but then it doesn't. It never works out. It never works out. Don't ever do it.
So we are 15 minutes away before we're going to kick it off this morning. Ticket tag. Hey, it's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And it looks like our Styles and Romance that we do on Wednesdays at 6:40 kicked something off for us this morning. Can you or have you gone back with an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah, I'll speak for myself. It's never worked. I have a couple times. And the same problems that existed early on, they don't go away. They're still there, like, the second time, the third time around. I don't feel like people really change.
You know what? I can speak on my behalf. My wife now, Connie and I, we dated for a while. And then we took a little vacation from each other, we like to call it. And then now we've been married. We're going to be celebrating 3 years being married in a couple months. So it can work as well if you make it work. If you want it to work, it can work out for you.
Let's see how you guys are doing. Good morning, Monica from Weedfield. Did you get back with your ex?
I did, and it did not work out at all. You should never do that. You do not keep your dog after it dies.
Okay, so first off, why did you guys initially break up?
He cheated.
Okay. And then you took him back?
I didn't take him back, but we hooked up.
Oh, okay. I love your analogy, though. Don't keep your dog after he dies.
Yep, absolutely.
It's 44 degrees Wednesday morning at Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and our Styles and Romance this morning. Woo! Did it trigger some phone calls at 312-946-4995? We had Jessica. She wrote us an email saying that she went on a few dates with a guy named Rob, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Rob just vanished. He, like, pretty much ghosted her. So we decided, hey, let's call up Rob. And Rob explained to us that he got back with an ex-girlfriend, and that's why he wasn't returning any of Jessica's phone calls.
Which, according to our phone caller, is not the best of ideas. So good morning, Ashley from Hinsdale. Did you get back with your ex?
I did a couple years ago. So we had broken up, and then about 2 months later, we started talking again, and then comes to find out he was engaged.
Oh.
But then, like, a couple months of us breaking up, yeah. And so she texted me, actually, and she was like, call me a home wrecker and telling me to stay away from him. I'm like, all right, well, goodbye. Like, I'm never doing this again.
And you honestly had no idea?
I had no idea. No, like, he was that good of a liar, I guess.
Or that bad of a guy.
Yeah. I was like, all right, well, that's the last time I ever do that.
That's my song right there. That's new music first from our buddy Lee Bryce. It's called The Rumor. Hey, good morning. It's Styles and Roman. We got you at 725 on US 99. And earlier this morning on our Styles and Romance, we had Jessica drop us an email saying she went on a date a couple times with Rob. And they were having an amazing time. But then Rob just vanished. So we called Rob and we found out that Rob decided to go back with an ex-girlfriend. That's why he wasn't returning any of Jessica's phone calls.
And every phone call that we got has been, no, bad idea. Do not get back with your ex. It never works. I also believe that you are the only success story that we've had so far this morning on the show.
Yeah, I actually, my wife, Connie, and I, we were together for a while. We broke up for a couple years, got back together, you know, instantly fell back in love. And next thing you know, it's going to be 3 years in a couple months. So it can work. People, it can work.
You're the exception than the rule, I think, compared to our audience. Good morning, Bill from Buffalo Grove. Are you back with an ex?
I did.
And?
We've been married for 2 years as of this Tuesday, and she ghosted me early on.
Wow, we have a success story.
Absolutely.
Bill, talk to us. Why did she ghost you? What happened there?
She was just out of a divorce, and she wasn't ready for a relationship. I obviously was, and so that was her way of letting me know that she wasn't ready.
All right, so were you taking her back right away, or did it take some convincing on her end?
I was with somebody else. I was about to move in with her. And then she was liking my post on Facebook to let me know that she was interested.
And then you said, hey, I still may have a shot here.
Exactly. And in a second, went back to her because she's amazing. And we'll be having a child together. We're 21 weeks today.
This is a great success story, buddy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your story is so amazing. How about this? As your anniversary present, Styles and Roman, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Rascal Flatts.
That's awesome.
And God bless the broken road that led you both to each other, right?
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.